She said my mama told me someday I would lose this gig. Meet a man whose heart and mind and stuff was big. Settle down and raise a bunch of little ones. But it ain't happened yet, George, so let's have some fun. Don't hold back on sending me some red hot text. We're tapping at a rap and doing telephone sex. She said tap, he tapped and dots and dashes tap. To go straight, he crashes dots. Give it all you got, it's hot. I like your style a lot, can't wait to hear what's next. Telegraph sex.
By the way, I must tell our guest and the audience that our engineer, Bill Pimble, is a ham operator and knows Morse code, but he tells me that that went by a little fast for him to interpret, so I'm hoping that there was nothing dirty in those dots and dashes. Jim Turr?
No, there isn't. I mean, nothing that the FCC would care about.
Very good.
And I was hoping maybe one of your listeners was a Morse code guy fast enough to... fast enough to pick that up.
Funny stuff. Jim Turr is our guest. Rhymes with Sir, spelled T-E-R-R, and J-I-M-T-E-R-R.com is his website. And this is what you do. You do funny musical stuff, satire, this sort of thing. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I think I had something on NPR back in about 88. That's the first thing I remember that was kind of broadcast nationally. I hardly remember what it was at this point, but that's a date I remember.
Yeah, and there are other examples. We'll be hearing a few of those, by the way, as we continue in the program tonight. Are you rich and famous?
Oh, my God, Jim, I hardly know what to do with all the money. No, unless maybe I sell some CDs or something, the satire is more for... is more for the fun of it and to get it out of my system, I guess you'd say. And I do video. I do video and commercials and jingles for people, mostly.
Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't mean to single out NPR. You've been playing my stuff since about the beginning, and I really have always appreciated that.
Well, happy to do it, because you knock out good stuff, and we always have fun with this. But I thought that it might be a good night to get to know you. You actually have a new CD out, right? And that particular song, Telegraph Sex, is but one of 12 cuts on there.
Yes, but that is the title song. I'm calling it Telegraph Sex and Other Modern Miracles. Now, are we going to talk about where that idea for telephone sex came from? I mean, telegraph sex?
Oh, what the heck. I'll confess. Yes, I suggested that to Jim Turr.
Well, you mentioned the phrase telegraph sex.
What did our great-grandparents do? There was no phone sex. There was no internet sex. And well, telegraph sex.
And I had to say, which was, of course, unnecessary, I said, was that original with you? And you said it was, and I appreciate you letting me run with it for a song idea. It really was sort of natural.
Well, it was a fun thing, and we'll hear some more examples of what Jim does. In terms of the stuff that you write, many of it, you will take stuff that, an idea, and you will attach it to a familiar song, possibly a hit song of this era or another era, and write new lyrics and the like. Now, do you have to pay a royalty to the people who wrote, obviously not the lyrics in this case, but the music?
Well, in the case of this song, I was kind of fudging it. We'll see what happens. No, if you're going to do something for broadcast, that comes under satire, and you can do anything you want. If you're going to sell a CD, which I'm, put together a CD here to sell by mail order, you can't strictly use somebody else's tune, and I sort of fudged the melody there, but we'll see what happens. Clearly it's a takeoff on, Johnny Be Good. In fact, uses the, karaoke track of that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, I didn't use the melody exactly, so we'll see. It's kind of in a gray area.
Alright, fair enough.
Chuck Berry is certainly, I acknowledge him as one of my greatest influences and one of the greatest songwriters of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
More to come as we continue our discussion. Jim Turr, our guest, a musical satirist based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. His Blue Canyon Productions knock out some pretty funny things, and we'll hear some more examples when we come back.
Well, I just got offline, and I'm feeling so fine. I must have had 30 or more. Emails from friends, Lord, where will it end? So much love from these folks I adore. Well, to be totally frank, a few fewer from banks, offering great mortgage deals. But most of the time, their true bottom line was just folks telling me how they feel. But even with a little spam, I thank God every day for this way to keep in touch with friends with so many things to say. But when I send, I don't want it to end my link with my loved ones below. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go. Email me some love now. And how about cable? Will I still be able to watch what's important on Earth? No roadshow antiques, no cooking with leeks, no watching live sharks giving birth. If heaven ain't got no cable, I'll sit at the table with Jesus, but no C-SPAN or Spike. And no way to be on my Facebook to see if I'm still remembered or liked. Now tell me the truth, is anything so uncouth? Could a person be more of a mess than to chatter and such and say stay in touch, but don't have an email address?
Yes, Lord.
Now God clearly meant that an email be sent anytime that you have a thought. And if your inbox ain't scoured 5 or 6 times an hour, then you ain't doing all that you ought. How could I ever stay in touch without my ISP? To let my friends know I'm alive and to find out who loves me. I plumb forgot how to use the phone, and the mail is way too slow. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go. Nor if I can't log on at heavensmail.com, and I'm not sure that I want to go.
Jim Turr from his brand new CD, by the way, Telegraph Sex and Other Modern Miracles. And that can be found at his website, jimturr.com, J-I-M-T-E-R-R.com. Oh, $1.50 from each purchase, I understand, will be donated to Doctors Without Borders. Is that right?
Yes, that is. Thank you.
Outstanding. Very interesting. How do you get an idea? Are you one of these notepad by the bed kind of guys, and you get this brilliant idea in the middle of the night and jot it down? And or what's the process by which the satirical muse speaks to you?
Well, you know, I used to keep a notebook by the bed, and I've probably got about 150 of them numbered from over the years. And I am so tormented, frankly, by ideas. I get so many of them that I just as soon forget half of them. So I don't write them down anymore. I'm to the point that Buck Owens once said, he was asked about writing down song ideas, and he said, you know, if it's good enough, I'll remember it later. And at the time, that sounded a little nervy, but I've sort of gotten to that point where I got so many ideas that the one that I actually remember by the time I write it down on the spot or later in the day is enough for me.
Fair enough. Let's listen to some more examples. Another selection here from Telegraph Sex and Other Modern Miracles, a CD by Jim Turr. And this is called Spanglish Muffins.
Spanglish Muffins will be stuffing you good. Feed your tummy something yummy, yes you should. Drop a hill, grab a view, yes you could. Spanglish muffins will be stuffing you good. Yes, they're not yet available, but we assure you they're absolutely delicious, or they will be, with a bit of cheese or queso and chili or chile. By golly, it's the taste of the great Southwest, all in one tasty thing.
Not yet available wherever fine food products are sold. Don't look for it in your favorite store. Not quite yet.
Spanglish muffins, they ain't nothing but fun. Just 1 minute in the micro and they're done. In the muffin world, they're number one. Spanglish muffins, they ain't nothing but fun.
All right, Jim Turr, our guest. The line, is there a line that you don't want to cross in terms of satire that's too biting or too profane? do you draw lines?
Well, let's see. I guess if I know something is destined for radio, there's a line I have to not cross in terms of those FCC words.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a lefty. You know that. So a lot of times some of my stuff is likely to offend people on the other side. Nothing on this. I didn't get into that on this CD. This is just for general consumption, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I may have some built-in constraints like that. By the way, Jim, may I mention, you said I was in Santa Fe. I don't know if you know, I've moved back to my old hometown of Las Vegas, New Mexico, the original Las Vegas, and I know you're familiar with that town.
I am
too.
Familiar with the town. Yes, indeed, I do know Las Vegas, New Mexico, and I heard you make reference to it recently, but I didn't realize that you had made the physical move. But it's what they call the original Las Vegas.
It is the original Las Vegas. It's a beautiful little town in the mountains, and
I've been
universities and all kinds of things here.
Yeah, New Mexico Highland University.
Yes.
Absolutely. I know.
I moved back to take care of my dear, hilarious mother who is 95 and still going strong, but I'm here to take care of her in our hometown.
Well, good for you. A good son. I have to ask regarding mom, my son, the musical satirist, is this what you set out to do? I mean, did you spend your grade school years saying, someday I'm going to write funny music?
No, I think she's given up on me being a doctor, but I don't know if she quite comprehends what I do. Sometimes I wonder if anybody in my family really knows or understands what I do. And by the way, you asked about making a living with this stuff. You know, every now and then, that song you played, for instance, Do They Have Email in Heaven?
Mm-hmm.
A guy who has a company that sets up emails for you after you die to let people know, you know, give them their final message. He heard that song and licensed it from me for quite a great fee. So every now and then something like that happens. Somebody hears a song and uses it for advertising.
1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Musical satirist Jim Turr, JIMTERR.com. And Savannah calls in from Memphis. Good evening, Savannah.
Hello. Hello, Jims.
Hi.
Hiya.
You. I have something to ask you, Mr. Turr.
Uh-oh.
Do you record in your own studio, or do you use the bathroom and the shower like I do?
Well, you know, we used to have expensive recording studios we had to go to, and now then it got to home equipment, and now I have quite a good system that is just on the computer. It's probably fancier. It's probably more capable than what we used to use and pay for in commercial studios 20 years ago, and it's just all here on the computer, so it makes it pretty easy. In fact, I have a program that generates those instrumental tracks you hear.
Okay.
So it's all very, very easy now.
Well, technology is fabulous. And you've got multiple tracks of your voice doing all kinds of remarkable things.
Oh, thank
I like
you.
Satire.
Pardon
Some people
me?
Don't understand that satire is the highest form of comedy.
Oh, absolutely. It's the highest form of human activity, as a matter of fact.
Is that really?
Just kidding.
I better be careful. I don't know if I've ever been satired.
Well, you know, that's I've often heard it said that often the targets of satire don't get the joke.
No, they don't.
And it's not that they're being obtuse. It's just that you don't think of yourself in the way that others think of you.
Well, and you know, I'm sometimes the last to get the joke when somebody posts something on the internet, for instance, and it's satirical. I'm usually the last one to figure out that it's satirical, so there you go.
Well, if you understand it, you actually will laugh out loud if someone does satirize you. That's all right.
Yeah, well, if it's obvious enough, I guess I get it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, Savannah. Thank you for your call. We really appreciate it. 1-866-50-JIM. You know, something you two were saying, I just thought of another song title for you here. You can tell me. There are no obligations here and no money passes hands, but this just hit me. A song called Multiple Tracks of My Tears. Now, there's just got to be something there in which you could just use some of the studio tricks and move in various tracks. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but it just occurred to me. You can write that down. Multiple Tracks of My Tears.
Taking off on the Smokey Robinson.
There you go. Not, by the way, on this particular CD, but in fact, you'll find a lot of good cuts on Telegraph, Sex, and Other Modern Miracles. And JimTerr.com is where you can find out more about that, JimTerr.com. We'll hear some more examples when we come back and continue our discussion about the business of making music that makes people laugh. 1-866-50-JIMBO. More on The Bohannon Show with Jim Terr in a moment.
There's folks who wear the rebel flag to show, well, I'm not sure what. There's guys who wear their saggy pants way down below their butt. Yeah, everyone's got their way to say they're different from you. But I proudly wear the t-shirt of Area 122. Yeah, New Mexico's 122,000 square miles, without enough people to ring the state if you line them up single file. Lou Wallace said,
you want to see strange? I'll tell you where to go. Past experience just don't work when you're in New Mexico.
Here's Area 122, things are a little different here. We put chili in everything, eggs and jam and even beer. Yes, we're part of the USA, I suppose that's true. But night is day and day is night in Area 122. We know that aliens landed here sometime back in the day. Some turned right around and left, but some clearly chose to stay. People pointing with their lips at houses made of mud. Sunshine on the prairie while you're swept away by flood. There's roadrunners and horny toads, yeah, animal kingdom freakness. And folks who think that using turn signals would be a sign of weakness. There's folks who return library books 40 years after they're due. It's all just part of the weirdness of Area 122. Here's Area 122. Things are a little different here. We put chili in everything, eggs and jam and even beer. Yes, we're part of the USA. I suppose that's true. But night is day and day is night in Area 122. Yeah, here's the Area 122. Things are a little different here. We put chili in everything, eggs and jam and even beer. Yeah, New Mexico is part of the USA. Strictly speaking, that is true. But night is day and day is night in Area 122.
There you go. Jim Terr is his name, and this is from his new CD, Telegraph, Sex, and Other Modern Miracles. And you can learn about that at JimTerr.com, J-I-M-T-E-R-R.com. And $1.50 from each CD goes to the charity Doctors Without Borders. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. And I just note this news story. The dust got into a ventilation system in Las Cruces, New Mexico, with 30 people treated for irritated eyes, sore throats, and bloody noses. A terror attack? Nope. Just a little accident at a chili powder factory. You folks really are big into that chili thing, aren't you?
It sort of defines the state, Jim. You can't write any kind of New Mexico satire song without chili. Of course, New Mexico's got, especially if you've been here, you know it's true what Governor Lew Wallace said. He was our territorial governor, and he said that something to the effect that any law that applies elsewhere, any rule does not follow in New Mexico.
Well, it's a fun state to visit, and you, I guess you actually, you're a native, right?
Yes, we moved here when I was 10, so virtually a native, yeah.
And where were you before that?
I was in a tiny, another beautiful town, a tiny tourist town in Michigan called Charlevoix, Michigan.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a guitar or sang or played in public, the first moment that Jim Tur performed either vocally or instrumentally?
Well, actually, when I was in about the seventh grade, we did a lip sync of My Boomerang Won't Come Back at some sort of talent show, some friends and I, and we won. And won what? I don't remember. But it was years before I was in a band, a bluegrass band, and wrote a few songs. In fact, the other day, out of the blue sky, a woman I know at the health food store here said to me, "You know, I have something to acknowledge you for." And she said, "I have an old cassette of yours," and she mentioned a lyric that was so old that I'd completely forgotten about it, but she told, it was one of the first songs I ever recorded, and she told me how much she loved it and how much it meant to her. And I said, "Well, it's been all these years, 40, 45 years, and nobody has ever told me they liked that song before, so I really appreciate it."
Do you have a personal favorite of all the stuff you've written? And we could run a 5-hour show. I don't think we'd ever cover everything you've ever written, but is there one in your mind that just stands out? That was the one.
Well, I've written a couple things lately that sort of approach my two favorite songwriters. This is not satire exactly. This is just going for commercial country. But two of my favorite songwriters are Tom T. Hall and Bobby Braddock, whose name is not so well known, but he wrote many hits like D-I-V-O-R-C-E and all kinds of things. And I wrote a couple songs recently that are on another album that sort of approach that in my mind. And those are my favorites. One is actually about a local custom, a local restaurant which serves free Thanksgiving meals every Thanksgiving for anybody who comes in and wants one. And that inspired a good song that I really like. Yeah. It's not a satire song, though, per se.
You do other things. Work in commercial recording. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I guess what was it, Red Dawn, the movie?
Oh, I've done some acting. Yeah, I was in Red Dawn as an extra. But
right there on camera, you can see Jim Tur. You were one of the nasty invading soldiers.
Yeah. I was also in I've had better roles. I was in a movie with Holly Hunter not long ago, actually, here in New Mexico. A speaking role in a scene with Holly Hunter. It ended up somewhere on the cutting room floor, but that happens sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, if you had a wish list right now, one thing, before I die, I, by golly, Jim Tur, am gonna do what?
I would love to have a hit straight country song. I've written some good ones, and it's, you know, I'm not in Nashville to plug them, but I've got some good support there, and I'd love to see one of those things go. That is, I guess, the talent I've spent the most time developing is my songwriting, and I love a good country song, so that would be my good epitaph if I wrote one or two hits.
In the meantime,
recorded
Jim,
by somebody else, I'm talking about.
That's another thing. Have you written stuff that you've let other people record?
Well, I've published stuff by other writers that other people have recorded. Hank Williams Jr. and Slim Pickens recorded some songs that I wrote. Remember Slim Pick? Well, I'm always trying. I've made some money from a song that I had in a movie once, a movie with Rebecca De Mornay and some other people. I can't remember. It was called In God Created Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, different sources. And I also had a jingle once that some people remember called Sing a Song of Snapple.
Well, that was you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there you see, you never know.
Me and my niece and nephew, who were little at the time. And so that's one thing people remember. And I also have a jingle that's the longest running jingle that's ever that's still running in New Mexico about anti-litter. It's a lovely little song called Toss No Moss. I'm going for about 25 years, I think.
That's pretty slick. And let's hear some more from Jim Turr's latest CD, Telegraph Sex and Other Modern Miracles, a little selection called Illness Has Left the Building.
I was lost in a world of comparing what I did to what others have done. I believed all that poo about looking out for number two and forgot about number one. Then one day I noticed my energy gone and my mind eaten up by concern. Then I heard someone call me Jimmy, felt the jolt that used to give me, and said, "Hello there, world, it's my turn." Now I feel like myself, like I used to be, since I embraced my inner gym. Illness has left the building, and the sunlight is streaming in. So my message is simple, like a woman I know, who when she feels a cold coming on, steps outside her back door and in a terrible roar says, "Get out of here, mother, you're gone. I don't need you, I won't feed you. Get out of my life. Don't need stress or disease anymore." So when it starts creeping in, say that mantra again.
The illness has left the building.
And show that son of a bitch to the door. Now gone is the darkness and shadow since I embraced my inner.
Yeah, I like it. Jim Turr, thanks so much for being on tonight. That was great fun, and good luck in all of your endeavors, and we'll keep playing some of your funny stuff from time to time here.
I appreciate it so much, Jim. I appreciate your support.
Jim Turr, that's J-I-M-T-E-R-R, as in his website, J-I-M-T-E-R-R.com. And his new CD, Telegraph Sex and Other Modern Miracles, can be found at that website. And for $1.50 from each purchase, $1.50 from each purchase is donated to the charity Doctors Without Borders. Some fun stuff there from the man. We have got more to come on the Bohannon Show, and we'll be back in a moment.